1950, a young university student named Bruno G. from Lucera, a small town in southern Italy, became engaged to a devout young Catholic woman. But there was a serious problem. Unlike his fiancée, Bruno no longer believed in God. She told him, plainly, that she could not marry him unless he returned to the church. They argued about it all the time, but the girl simply would not change her mind. Eventually, Bruno reluctantly agreed to accompany her to San Giovanni Rotondo, though he held no belief in the holiness of Padre Pio, whom he considered an impostor and a charlatan. In other words, he went there with a hardened heart just to please his fiancée. But listen to what happened next. The couple went to early morning mass at the Friary Church. On that first morning, the girl was amazed to see Bruno looking pale and shocked as he stared at the altar during the consecration. He whispered to her, "Does this happen every day?" "Yes," she whispered back, not knowing what he really meant by the question. This strange reaction repeated itself over the next few days. Then, one morning at Mass, she saw him weeping. As they left the church, Bruno finally explained what he had been witnessing. He told her that he saw Padre Pio crowned with thorns, blood streaming down his face. His vestments shone with a brilliant light. He looked, in Bruno's own words, like the Ecce Homo, the Behold a Man painting, with his face transformed into the face of Jesus. Yet, despite the suffering, Padre Pio remained serene, and that was what moved him to tears. He thought everyone else in the church saw the same thing.